Chapter 12. Gandhi Remembered. A short time after Gandhi's assassination, Prime Minister Nehru went on the radio to talk to the people. He spoke from his heart. "The light has gone out of our lives, and there is darkness everywhere. Our dear leader, Bapu, as we called him, the father of our nation, is no more. But maybe I am wrong. His light has not gone out, but will shine for many more years, and 1,000 years from now, that light will still be seen in this country, and the world will see it too. This light is the light of living truth. This truth led us to freedom." People from all over the world sent messages of condolence. Heads of government, kings, soldiers, scientists, and ordinary people. Lord Mountbatten, the last British representative in India, said, "I hope Gandhi's life will inspire our troubled world to save itself by following his noble example." A famous French politician said, "I do not know his language. I never went to his country, but still I feel sad. I have lost somebody important. The whole world has lost an extraordinary man." The famous scientist Albert Einstein said, "In days to come, people will find it hard to believe such a man walked on this earth." For millions of ordinary people in countries all over the world, Gandhi's death was a personal loss. They didn't really know why. They just knew he was a good man, and there are few such good men in this world. The United Nations lowered its flag in his memory. The British representative to the UN called Gandhi the friend of the poorest, the loneliest, and the lost. He added, "Gandhi's greatest successes are still to come." And, in fact, many freedom groups have adopted Gandhi's philosophy of non-violence. Martin Luther King, the fighter for the rights of black Americans, believed in his philosophy, and so did many other leaders. But for them, like Gandhi, non-violent resistance is not the easy way, because it demands great courage to fight injustice without guns, to suffer but not hit back, to die, but not to kill. That was Gandhi's message, and the little man from India tried to teach it to the whole world.